Special K with news you positively absolutely cannot use. Special K, good morning.
Good morning. Today's news you can't use is sponsored by the Russell Simmons new line of jellies and fruit spreads made specifically for the hearing impaired. It's called what? Def Jams. All kind of different flavors.
What makes it what? How do you formulate something different for the hearing impaired?
You got to talk to Russell about that. He's a genius. That's why.
I'd buy it.
Nobody else thought of that. But only deaf people can enjoy the taste. All right, let's get into politics. In order to better prepare himself for tonight's debate with Mitt Romney, President Obama has watched hours and hours and hours of video of O.J. Simpson, Casey Anthony, and George Zimmerman so as not to be again overwhelmed by the tsunami of lies that will be coming his way at one time. So he's been watching just hours and hours of some of the decade's greatest liars. Now, the horror film Sinister, I don't know if y'all heard about this movie or not, but it's getting rave reviews from over the weekend as being possibly the scariest film of modern times. But there is another film that's not in theaters that's making the rounds that's even more horrifying than Sinister. It's a 43-minute sex tape featuring black Republican comedian Cheryl Underwood getting smashed out by 98-year-old GOP Senator John McCain. And for some reason, comedian Bruce Bruce is sitting naked in the background for no apparent reason. Just eating a bag of pork skins. Now that that's terrifying. That's what you call scary.
It's under the John McCain beating it up.
I watched 12 minutes of it. I have not been able to sleep since. And finally,
them little arms.
And finally, it was just a lot going on. The arms and the
The arms were shaking.
She didn't have no lotion on.
The arms were shaking.
And she was ashy. All right.
You said Cheryl Underwood was ashy.
She had no lotion on. It just made it even worse. And finally, let's get to this one. A horrible mix-up occurred when a booking agency sent Olympic champion Gabby Douglas, follow this, to work on the set of Precious. Yeah, they sent her to work on the set of Precious Part 2. Now, the director had to change the storyline to say that Precious had lost a lot of weight from being on the P90X program after the first film. Now, on the flip side, that same agency mistakenly sent actress Gabby Sidibe to participate in a gymnastics meet in San Diego. Now, once she got there, she got so excited that she decided to attempt to do a routine on the parallel bars and immediately got tightly wedged in between the bars. It took EMS workers almost 2 hours to get her loose by using the jaws of life, 8 cans of Pam cooking spray, and a bottle of baby oil.
The Wicked Smiling Morning Show.